I took refuge in the feed barn and remained in deep, dark hiding until I was absolutely sure that Sallie Mae had given up the chase. Only then did I dare to stick my nose out the crack at the bottom of the door, the same one, you might recall, that was warped at the bottom. I cocked one ear, gave the air a thorough sniffing, and ventured outside. Darkness was falling, and my stomach began to growl, reminding me that I hadn't eaten a bite all day. Well, I had eaten one bite of tricky bacon, but that had done me more harm than good. To my surprise, I saw Drover sitting nearby, staring up at the clouds. He gave me his usual silly grin.
Oh, hi, Hank. Was that your stomach growling?
Yes, as a matter of fact, it was. I'm starving.
Yeah, me too. I would have gone to the machine shed and eaten some dog food, but I was worried about the famine dog.
Phantom dog, Drover. And yes, I too wish we could go to the machine shed, but I share your concern about... Suddenly, I heard an odd sound. I cocked my ear and listened. Wait, did you hear that?
Hear what?
There it was again. It sounded like a rusted gate hinge. Did you hear it?
Oh, that. It's just my old stomach growling. It must be thinking about a nice big bowl of co-op dog food up at the machine shed.
Just then, my stomach growled again. Yes, I see what you mean. It's getting kind of noisy around here, isn't it?
Yeah, it sure is. I hope we don't starve to death. What are you doing down here?
Hiding from a crazed ranch wife who just tried to commit murder on me.
I'll be darned. Why would she do a thing like that?
Good question, Drover. As near as I can tell, it all began with a small misunderstanding. And from there, one thing led to another.
Yeah, things do that sometimes. First you have one thing, and that leads to two. Then you have two things, and...
By the way, Drover, where were you when Sallie Mae started blaming me for everything she hadn't blamed on me before?
Well...
You vanished. That's where you were. You left me there all...